Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
There are so many things you can say about the prodigal son. This parable is one of those stories that we know in our tradition that sometimes it's better just to proclaim it and then just sit back down. It's such a rich gospel. It's such a rich passage. But today, I propose that we ponder about the older son. Let's talk about the older son and what the older son teaches us about forgiveness. I think that in this parable about forgiveness, I think it's the older son that has something for us to learn. When he talks to his father, when the older son talks to his father at the end of the parable, he betrays how much he has, how much bitterness and how hurt he feels. It says, look, at all these years I served you and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feed on with my friends. But when your son returns, for him you slaughtered the fatted calf. The older son betrays himself. He makes it quite clear how hurt he is by his brother's return. This boy who sold off half the land, moved to Vegas to live like a boy celebrity, the girls, the booze, the everything, all the rest, this boy that wasted half of your hard work, losing everything, finding himself working as a slave, and this boy, when he comes back to you, you treat him as if nothing happened? No, you throw him a party? Are you kidding me? Where is the justice? Where is the retribution? Why isn't he with the rest of the slaves picking up after the cows? There's not too much to infer here that the older son felt a little put off, if not jealous, of his younger brother. It isn't much of a stretch to say that the older son, too, that he, too, wanted a part of that life of dissipation. The girls, the booze, acting like the boy celebrity, all the rest. The younger son got what the older son wanted, and dare we say, even pined for. The older son, too, wanted Vegas, but he was stuck with Boringville, USA. He too could have wanted the high life, right next to his younger brother, but he was stuck, staying at home, picking grapes and olives, tending to his father's every need, taking care of the cows. The older son too wanted the glamour of the Las Vegas life, but somebody had to stay home. We all have our past. We all have those times in our lives where the bitterness of life bites at us. Those times where life strikes you like a cold ice arrow, straight into your heart of hearts. Those times in our lives which we want to erase time or set the clock back. Those few times of regret. The bad breakup, the soured friendship, the betrayed family members, the grudges that just won't go away, discrimination, injustice, those times where we felt hatred in our hearts, those times of anger, those times of extreme sadness, moments of bitterness that we simply cannot let go. We all have a past. The older son would have rather sat outside the house fuming instead of eating the delicious food that awaited him. He would rather be content with his discontent, would rather spend the night eating the bitter fruit of his attitude than the sweet fruits and meats of the fattened calf, would rather drink from the vinegar of vengeance rather than the fountain of forgiveness. He felt that it was impossible to detach from a past hurt. It was so difficult to forgive and learn from his brother's mistakes. To not forgive and forget, but rather to forgive and learn, to obtain wisdom from a past hurt, to move on to the next lesson, to forgive the pain that his brother had caused, and live in the wisdom that his younger brother had taught him. But even more than that, we all have our past. Many of us have had things in our past that we haven't quite forgiven yet. And when that anger comes again, that sadness, that lethargy, that need for vengeance, those thoughts of bitterness and annoyance, there we are again, called to forgiveness again and again and again. Every time we feel that flare of the past, there, again, we are called to forgive over and over and over. Another opportunity to forgive. Another opportunity to heal from our past. Another opportunity to detach from a past wound. Another opportunity to attach to Christ. Another opportunity at sainthood. Let us approach the divine healer then. If we partake of the Eucharist, let us dare him to take our bitterness away. May we not be the older brother and sit outside, sulking while there's a party going on. Let us rather find ourselves free from our bitterness, free from the hurt of our past, so as to enter into the Father's banquet. Let us enter into the banquet of our loving and forgiving Father, the sacred banquet of the Son. Let us enter the gates of heaven.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.